الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders. Allah Ta'ala has, out of His grace and His mercy, blessed us with this very great and Mubarak day of Eid. And it is such a great occasion that on this day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that on the day of Eid, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ عِيدِهِمْ يَعْنِي يَوْمَ فِطْرِهِمْ بَاهَا بِهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. It's such a great occasion that on this occasion of the day of Eid al-Fitr, Allah Ta'ala boasts about His servants on earth to the angels in the sky. So the pure creation of Allah Ta'ala, the angels, who don't ever commit any sin, Allah Ta'ala boasts about the servants who are on earth, who are prone to sometimes slip here and there, but yet Allah is boasting about them, that these are my servants who have fulfilled the obligation that I have placed upon them, and they have now, after completing the month-long fast, they have come out and they are beseeching me, and I will certainly answer them. Allah Ta'ala takes five qasams. فَبِعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي وَكَرَمِي وَعُلُوِي وَارْتِفَاعِ مَكَانِي لَأُجِيبَنَّهُمْ. Five qasams Allah Ta'ala takes. In front of the angels, Allah Ta'ala takes to the angels these five qasams and says, I will certainly answer their dua. This is the great, very great occasion of Eid al-Fitr. This is the very happy occasion. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مِصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَان فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِي وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّي. That the person who has been fasting, he has two occasions of happiness. Now one is in the fitrihi, at the end of the day when the fast is over. But another meaning of this is also when you have completed the whole month of fasting, that becomes a time of great happiness that he has fulfilled the obligation Allah Ta'ala placed upon him. So this is a very happy moment that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. And there are so many other aspects of this joy and happiness of the day of Eid. Now the question is, Allah Ta'ala made us happy by blessing us with this Mubarak day of Eid. What have we done to make Allah Ta'ala happy? And what are we going to do going forward to make Allah Ta'ala happy? So Allah Ta'ala is making us happy, but are we going to be also doing what is required to make Allah Ta'ala happy? Allah Ta'ala is not in need of us. Allah Ta'ala is totally beyond anybody needing anybody. Allah is the creator and sustainer. Allah Ta'ala provides for everyone. We need Allah Ta'ala. We need to please Him. So now, what is the way to please Allah Ta'ala? So those things that Allah Ta'ala loves, if we adopt that, then we will please Him. Now Allah Ta'ala has pleased us, gave us this joyous day of Eid. Allah Ta'ala is boasting about us to His angels. But what are we going to do? So some of the aspects in the Quran Sharif, which highlight that what is going to draw the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So in one ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah Ta'ala loves the tawwabin, those who repent excessively, who make excessive tawbah, deep and intense tawbah. Now the month of Ramadan passed, we are now on the day of Eid, and definitely we have asked Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, and we were making efforts to be in the auspicious occasions with the hope of forgiveness. Many a person took extra care to be engaging in ibadat, for example, on the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Somebody missed some nights, he took advantage of the 27th night and made sure he's making some ibadat. Perhaps that could be Laylatul Qadr. All this was out of hope that we gain forgiveness. And Alhamdulillah, that was something to have done. But seeking forgiveness and gaining forgiveness, that's one aspect. Repenting is something else. Repenting and making tawbah is what we are being told about in this ayat of the Quran Sharif. Many places we have been encouraged to seek Allah's forgiveness as well, but the guarantee of that forgiveness is on tawbah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ Allah Ta'ala loves those who repent. Now the question to ask ourselves is, have I repented yet? Have I yet repented? And among the conditions of repentance is this regret for the past. And together with that, having also stopped presently the past, the present, and the future, there's a firm resolve that this is out of my life now. Inshallah, I will never go back to this. Now that sincerely, deeply from the heart, with utmost remorse and regret, that tawbah. Now for example, tawbah that I will never ever miss a salah again. Have we made that tawbah yet? We asked for forgiveness, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. May Allah Ta'ala shower His maghfirat upon us. But have we made tawbah yet, that I will never ever miss a salah again in my life? Then together with that, it is wajib for adult males to perform their salah with jama'ah, unless there's a valid shari reason. So to make tawbah, if this was not the case in the past, that I will never ever omit the jama'ah without a valid shari reason, what Sharia regards as valid. Likewise, to make tawbah from all the things that we might have fallen into due to the temptations of nafs and shaitan. Have we made tawbah from the abuse of the phone? That I will never ever get back to this. And I need to now make sure that I have shut off whatever and deleted everything that could take me to haram and stay far away from the means that drops me into sin. That tawbah requires that we even take the steps to distance ourselves from the means of the sin. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ Have we made tawbah from that? Have we made tawbah from going to the gambling dens? Tawbah from the zina dens? Tawbah from the zina of the eyes? Zina al-ayni an-nadhar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the casting of haram glances and lustful glances, this is the zina of the eyes. Have I made tawbah from this yet? Now Allah Ta'ala gave us this beautiful and joyous day of Eid. Allah Ta'ala made us happy. Have we made Allah Ta'ala happy by making sincere tawbah? So this is the first thing to reflect on this great and Mubarak day of Eid. Have I done what is now required of me to please my Rabb? May Allah has showered His bounties, countless bounties upon me. But what have I done to please my Allah? So number one is tawbah. Now these are just certain aspects we are just discussing very briefly. The entire deen is what we have to bring into our life. But some aspects of the Quran Sharif, where Allah's pleasure is hinged on that, another ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ Allah Ta'ala loves those who adopt taqwa, those who have the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. And the sum total of taqwa is to refrain from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So one is, mashallah, we have made tawbah, and inshallah we'll make tawbah again. But together with that now, to live with taqwa. And living with taqwa is staying away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Omitting any obligation that Allah has placed upon us, that is a major disobedience. And committing something Allah has forbidden, that's a major disobedience as well. So this is taqwa, that we stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Now that requires that on this joyous occasion, when Allah Ta'ala has given us everything to be happy about, we also present this determination to Allah Ta'ala that from now on I will live with taqwa inshallah. I have made tawbah, I'll keep renewing the tawbah as well, and I will live with taqwa. Because Allah Ta'ala loves those who live with taqwa, adopt taqwa in their lives. They stay away from everything Allah is displeased with. Then in another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Allah Ta'ala loves the muhsineen. The muhsineen, those who have the quality of ihsan in them. One dimension of this is what has been mentioned in one hadith sharif, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explained what is ihsan, an ta'budallaha ka'annaka tarah, meaning that there's constant consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. No matter where a person is, and no matter what he may be doing at that time, but he is conscious of Allah Ta'ala. So he will never do anything that Allah is displeased with. Whether he is in the masjid, or whether he is in his business, or whether he is on the street, or whether he is in some foreign land somewhere, or wherever he may be, but he is conscious of Allah Ta'ala. My Allah is watching. My Allah is aware. So when Allah is watching, Allah is aware, there's no need to look over my shoulder to see if somebody else is watching. There's no need to think when I'm in privacy that now I'm alone and nobody is watching. Because Allah is all aware. There's no point in hiding things behind passwords, because that doesn't hide anything from Allah Ta'ala. So that consciousness, constant consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, that is one dimension of ihsan. And then likewise ihsan on the creation of Allah Ta'ala, showing kindness, compassion, and being of help to people. Allah loves all this. So these are things in the Quran Sharif, some of the ayat of the Quran Sharif, which highlight what Allah Ta'ala loves. So Allah Ta'ala gave us this day to be happy. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this very great bounty that Allah boasts about us to the Malaika. Now have we taken this step forward to now make this determination that I am going to make my Allah happy? And after all, we need that for ourselves. We're going to make Allah Ta'ala happy, he's not going to benefit Allah Ta'ala in any way. We make Allah Ta'ala happy, we are the ones that benefit out of it. We benefit from the barakat that comes in dunya, and that's the only thing that's going to avail us at the time of maut. When our ruh is leaving, that time nobody can do anything for us. And it's only if Allah is pleased with us that it will make any difference for us, and it will ease our way going out of this dunya. It is only the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala that's going to make our qabr a garden of Jannah for us. It's only the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala that will ease our situation on the day of Qiyamah. So it's for our need. We need this for ourselves. Then in the Hadith Sharif, there's a very important aspect that has been highlighted about what Allah Ta'ala loves. What Allah Ta'ala loves is a clean heart. Person with a clean heart. Allah Ta'ala loves this. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was seated with some Sahaba. And then he suddenly said that يَطْلُعُ عَلَيْكُمُ الْآنَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Just now somebody is coming upon you, he will pass by, who is a person of Jannat. In other words, this person is still walking on earth, but I'm already giving the glad tidings that he is a person of Jannat. Subhanallah. From the Mubarak Zuban and Nubuwat, from the tongue of Nubuwat, this person is getting the glad tidings of Jannat. So any case, just soon after, one Ansari Sahabi, he comes past, very simple person, the water of wudu is still dripping from his beard, he's got his shoes in one hand, and he's just passing by, he didn't know what happened. So everybody observed, who is this person? The next day again the same thing happened. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يَطْلُوا عَلَيْكُمُ الْآنَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Just now a person who is a jannati, he's going to pass by. And shortly thereafter, the same person passed by in a similar manner. And the same thing happened the third day. After 3 days, when this happened, 3 days, he's getting this glad tiding. Abdullah bin Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala an, he decided, I need to find out what's the secret. What's behind this? There's something that has brought him this great glad tiding. So just to get to the crux of it, he, on some pretext, asked him, please can I come and spend 3 days at your house? I want to stay 3 days with you. So he came, he welcome, come and stay by all means. So now 3 days he stayed with him, and he's observing now. His whole idea was to observe that this person must be doing some very special amal. And the Sahaba all had the fundamentals properly in their lives, more than the fundamentals everybody had. Everybody was making abundant tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Everybody was making nawafil, nafil salah as well. Everybody was serving deen. But now this person must be doing something way beyond everybody. So he wanted to observe, what is this? So he came and he spent 3 days with him. But in the 3 days he found him doing nothing extraordinary. Nothing what others were not doing. So after 3 days passed, it is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that كَأَنَّهُ يَسْتَزْغِرُ, it was like as if he treated the situation as insignificant now, that this person is just doing whatever anybody else does, he is doing nothing special. So how come? So any case, he finally decided, I'd rather go. So the minute as he left, he said, look, I didn't have any issue, I didn't have any need to come and stay here at your house, I came for this reason. 3 days in a row, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the glad tidings of Jannah for you. So I came to see what you do. But I saw nothing special, nothing different than what everybody else does. So the Sahabi first in his humility, he replied, he said, مَا هُوَ إِلَّا مَا رَأَيْتَ, it's what you've seen, I have nothing special about me. I'm just one of the ordinary people. مَا هُوَ إِلَّا مَا رَأَيْتَ, it's only what you have seen. And then, as this person almost turned to leave, he said to him, but there's one other aspect. غَيْرَ أَنِّي لَا أَجِدُ فِي قَلْبِي غِشًّا لِأَحَدٍ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, yes, I don't have any malice in my heart for any Muslim. My heart is clean for every Muslim. وَلَا أَحْسُدُ أَحَدًا عَلَىٰ خَيْرٍ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ إِيَّاهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ, and I don't have any jealousy for anyone on the ni'mat and bounty that Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with. My heart is clean of malice and my heart is clean of jealousy. Obviously they were fulfilling all the laws of Allah Ta'ala, staying away from all haram. But then this was the highlight. Together with the fundamentals in place and staying away from any disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, this was the highlight that brought him this glad tiding. Abdullah bin Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he replied to him and said, it is definitely this. It is definitely this that brought you this great glad tiding. Now on this Mubarak day of Eid, this is also a point of reflection, that I need to clean my heart out as well. This is a occasion of happiness, please Allah Ta'ala as well. Please Allah Ta'ala by cleaning our hearts out. This is a time just as to mend our relationship with Allah Ta'ala, we also mend our relationship with the servants of Allah Ta'ala. And this comes back for us, the reward and the benefit comes back to us. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ أَحَبَّ أَيُّبْسَطَ لَهُ فِي رِزْقِهِ وَيُنْسَأَ لَهُ فِي أَثَرِهِ فَلْيَسِلْ رَحِمًا. And if a person wants barakat in his life and barakat in his wealth, now this is something everybody aspires for. Every person wants barakat. The prescription for barakat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us. Anybody wants barakat in his life, barakat in his wealth, the prescription, فَلْيَسِلْ رَحِمَا, and you must maintain family relationships. فَلْيَسِلْ رَحِمَا means going out of his way, سِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَكْ, join ties of relationship with those who cut ties from you. And then وَعَفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكْ, forgive the one who has oppressed you. And subhanallah, our deen teaches us to go even beyond that. وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَى مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ, and give good treatment, be kind to the one who has given you bad treatment, who has ill-treated you. Somebody has ill-treated you, you return that with good treatment. That will take a person very close to Allah Ta'ala. And that is what we aspire for. Because when the time comes for our ruh to leave, and Allah knows best whether it's today, tomorrow, or 1 year's time, Allah knows, we have no idea. But at that time, only this is going to count. That have we pleased our Rabb? Have we pleased Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? So in this Mubarak time, on this Mubarak day, together with mending our relationship with Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ, Allah Ta'ala loves those who make tawbah. So to make deep and sincere tawbah, tawbatan nasuh, sincere tawbah. Allah Ta'ala loves يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. So we make that firm determination that we are going to inshallah live with taqwa and live in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. And then build up that obedience to إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah Ta'ala loves those with ihsan. We will build up the consciousness of Allah in our hearts and make ihsan on people as well. And then together with that, this lesson that we just discussed, aspect of having a clean heart. Allah Ta'ala bless us that we take the step of mending relationships with people as well, the servants of Allah Ta'ala, and most importantly, we mend our relationship with Allah Ta'ala. This is the occasion of Eid, And to round up, there's some beautiful couplets of Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jailani rahmatullah alayhi, which sum up what is Eid all about. So just to finish off on this, which are often quoted, but there's a very deep lesson in all this. So just to understand what these couplets are, and coming from such a great saint and personality of his caliber, he says, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدُ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ أَمِنَ مِنَ الْوَعِيدِ. Eid in reality is not just that a person has worn new clothes. It's sunnah to wear the best that a person has, the best within the limits of shariat and sunnah. But Eid is not based on what a person has worn. Otherwise, somebody who's not even kept fast the whole month, too, he'll wear his new clothes and come. Does it make it Eid for him in reality? Then he's just going through the motions. Say, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدُ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ أَمِنَ مِنَ الْوَعِيدِ. Eid in reality is for the person who has gained safety from the warnings of Allah Ta'ala. Those azab that Allah has warned about in the Quran Sharif, what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned in the Hadith Sharif on various vices and sins. Person has made tawbah from all that. He has now made a firm resolve to live his life on taqwa. So now as a result, he's gained safety from the warnings of Allah Ta'ala. He is deserving of celebrating Eid. لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ رَكِبَ الْمَطَايَا إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْخَطَايَا. Eid in reality is not what kind of car a person drove and came. Whatever Allah bless somebody with, Allah give him barakat in it. But that doesn't make it Eid. In the previous times, people would come riding on their horses or whatever. So the person will choose the best horse he has and he'll adorn it and come. So on that note, he is giving this advice. It doesn't mean what kind of conveyance you rode and came that's going to make it Eid. That I came on the best horse and it's most adorned. إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْخَطَايَا. Eid in reality is for the person who has shed sins. Say, I will never go back to sin. He is deserving of Eid. لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ تَزَيَّنَ بِزِينَةِ الدُّنْيَا إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ تَزَوَّدَ بِزَادِ التَّقْوَى. That Eid in reality is not for the person who has adorned himself with the adornments of dunya. What is within the limits of shariat, well and good. But Eid in reality is لِمَنْ تَزَوَّدَ بِزَادِ التَّقْوَى. The one who has made provisions for the akhirat. His provision of taqwa. That is the best provision for akhirat. That a person adopts taqwa. He's got his salah in place. He's not ever missing his salah. He's not disobeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All the fundamentals of deen are in place. This is the person now has got the provisions for the akhirat. He is worthy and deserving of celebrating Eid. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it a true Eid for us. While we are enjoying the day of Eid, likewise it is necessary and very important for us to remember those around the world who are in major suffering. And the very least we can do, not just as some routine, but from the depths of our heart, make dua for them, engage in some extra amal and make dua for them. Whatever else is within our capacity, we should not become indifferent and immune to these things. This is reality. And without this in our hearts, then there's a deficiency in our iman. And this is not only for the day of Eid. We unfortunately spend more time trying to keep up with the news than making dua for the people who are suffering throughout the world. We should try to make this a part of our daily practice, that we make earnest dua, not just some kind of routine dua. Earnest dua, other amal, etc. And beg Allah Ta'ala's help for the people who are suffering in Palestine, in other parts of the world, and ask Allah Ta'ala's help and nusrat for them. And in this way, we will benefit, and inshallah they will benefit as well. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.